There's been growing concern among lawmakers on Capitol Hill about the cost and length of the U.S. mission in Iraq. Last night's speech on Iraq by President Bush, calling for more money and more international involvement, was designed to answer those concerns, according to news analyst Daniel Shore.
President Bush's hastily scheduled speech, shorn of mission-accomplished triumphalism, sounded like an effort to anticipate criticism of a war that has gone wrong. Missing was the dead-or-alive search for Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden, the search for weapons of mass destruction, the promise that victory in Iraq would pave the way for Middle East peace, which manifestly has not so far happened. Instead, the emphasis was on a somber note, a call for aid from the United Nations, whose involvement he had previously spurned, and an electrifying call on Congress for $87 billion, almost 50% more than estimated only a few months ago, for Iraq and associated enterprises. That budget-busting, deficit-inflating proposal could serve to justify a retreat on long-term tax cuts if the president chose to go that way. In his speech, the president laid renewed emphasis on how long the post-war war in Iraq might take and how much sacrifice it might require. But there was also emphasis on the thesis that has served the president well since 9/11, that Iraq is linked to terrorism and indeed has now become the central front in the war against terrorism, attracting unnumbered volunteers from other Islamic countries. In one flight of rhetoric, Mr. Bush said, "We are fighting that enemy in Iraq and Afghanistan so that we do not meet him again on our own streets, in our own cities." Considering that the latest Al-Qaeda audio tape threatens new and devastating attacks inside and outside the United States, one can only hope that Mr. Bush's crystal ball is in good repair. In asking for more money for Iraq, the president was careful not to ask for more American troops. He said that his commanders had advised that current strength, just under 130,000, was sufficient. Why, then, he is seeking a third multinational division for Iraq is not clear. But all in all, with Congress back and Democratic candidates stumping, the president apparently decided to paint his own somber picture before critics paint one for him. This is Daniel Shore.